It's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareholland.com, where we instantly improve the lives for families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode, I answered another frequently asked question from our readers, and the question in the last episode was part 17 of My sister is in intensive care on a balloon pump and ventilated after cardiac surgery. The ICU doctors want to stop treatment against our wishes and let her die. What should we do? You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to continue answering the next question from one of my clients, Emma, which are excerpts from one-on-one phone and email consulting and advocacy sessions with me. And the question this week is part 18 of My sister is in intensive care on a balloon pump and ventilated after cardiac surgery. The ICU doctors want to stop treatment against her wishes and let her die. What should we do? You can also access previous episodes in this series of consulting and advocacy questions below this video by clicking on the relevant links. And if you are watching this on YouTube, you can just click on the link below this video. That will get you to our website where you can access all other previous episodes and a lot of other free resources. So in this series of one-on-one phone and email consulting and advocacy sessions with my client Emma, you'll get real in-depth knowledge about cardiac failure in intensive care, how it works, the treatment and therapy options, how to wean somebody off the ventilator, and most importantly, you will discover how to not take no for an answer and get strong advocacy. You will witness how I can lead Emma in going from the intensive care team trying to force her and her family to agree to withdrawal of treatment as being, quote unquote, in the best interest for her sister to challenge that, and the intensive care team having to do everything within their power to save her sister's life and turning the dynamics upside down in Emma's favor. That's what happens when you have the right advice from a professional who knows intensive care inside out and who knows how to manage the dynamics and who can take away the fear of being intimidated by intensive care teams. So enjoy today's consulting and advocacy session and use it to your advantage when you have a loved one in intensive care critically ill. So scroll down below this video, you can read the consulting session between Emma and myself, and you can read the dialogue. Also, check out, have a look for the next consulting and advocacy session next week with one of my other clients. So, thanks for watching, and how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one? How can you make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you will learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you will learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions. Discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You will get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You will get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what is really happening in intensive care and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care, and it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered episode, and I will see you again next week in another update. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Also, have a look at our membership site, intensivecaresupport.org, for families of critically ill patients in intensive care. Or you can call us, find international phone numbers on the top of the website. Also, check out our ebook section where you get more ebooks and where you can also get one-on-one consulting and advocacy with me via Skype, over the phone, or via email by clicking on the relevant tabs. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I will see you again next week in